time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for clouds to increase today with flurries possible, a high near 32, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 16. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board has granted parole for Aaron Hitch, the man convicted of murder in the shooting death of Illinois State Trooper Leighton Davis. Hitch, along with Aaron Taylor, were convicted of Trooper Davis's murder after an incident at the Green Creek Rest Area along southbound Interstate 57 in 1976. Davis stopped a car carrying the two men who had fled from Chicago after a criminal incident there. Davis had stopped them for speeding, and with the technology available at the time, was not aware of the Chicago incident. The pair didn't know that and jumped the trooper and shot him. Hitch and Taylor then fled to Effingham, where they stole a vehicle and abducted the driver. They were later apprehended in the Olney area. Taylor was paroled last year, in part due to his physical condition. The hearing was originally scheduled for March, but Alan Davis, one of Leighton Davis's sons, said the hearing was apparently moved up. Initial information said the Davis family was not notified of the change in date, nor was the office of Effingham County State's Attorney Brian Kibler, who has assisted the family in opposing Hitch's release through the years. Anna Mae Willenborg, then Anna Mae Feldhake, the woman who was abducted in Effingham by Hitch and Taylor, posted on Facebook about the action by the Prisoner Review Board. Willenborg voiced her strong displeasure over the release and how it was handled. Reportedly, a new law took effect January 1st and gave prisoners the option of seeking a medical release, resulting in Hitch gaining his release and parole. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board has been under scrutiny throughout the term of Governor J.B. Pritzker, as Pritzker has appointed individuals to the board without the appointees having to go through Senate confirmation. More news after this break.
We're currently accepting vendors for the 2022 Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase that will be held on Sunday, March 13th at Vincennes University's Green Activity Center in Vincennes. This is your chance to meet with over 350 potential new clients in just one day. You don't want to miss this great opportunity to showcase your business. To reserve your booth or for more information about the 2022 Wabash Valley Bridal and Prom Showcase, contact Jessica Hallman at events@originalcompany.com.
Here's the latest on area river stages. As of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 18.89 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 17.04 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 18.8 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 7.69 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. Wabash River at Mount Carmel at 10.66 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain is in the forecast beginning Wednesday afternoon. Police in Carbondale are investigating a plane crash that occurred Saturday night, resulting in injuries to the female pilot. Reports say the crash occurred on New Era Road near Simcoe Recycling. The woman sustained non-life-threatening injuries when the plane she was piloting hit a transformer. The crash resulted in several homes and businesses in the area losing power. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The Federal Aviation Administration is taking the lead on the investigation. No other information was immediately available. The U.S. Forest Service has announced they'll be waiving fees at several campgrounds on special days throughout the year as part of the Federal Land Management Fee-Free Program. Some campgrounds in the Shawnee National Forest in southern Illinois are included in the fee waivers, including Garden of the Gods, Pounds Hollow, Camp Cadiz, and Pine Hills. Fee-free days this year include President's Day on February 21st, National Get Outdoors Day on June 11th, National Public Lands Day on September 24th, and Veterans Day, November 11th. The fee-free days are intended to give the public and visitors a chance to get outside and enjoy the public lands. The program is in cooperation with other federal land management agencies under the Federal Lands Recreation Enhancement Act. Southern Illinois University is looking to attract more students and increase enrollment at its campus. Reports say enrollment is on the increase this school year, the first time in the past 5 years, and the university is launching a plan to improve the university. The plan has been in the works for the past couple of years and is mapped out through the year 2026. The plan includes six goals: academic innovation and student success, anti-racism, diversity, equity and inclusion, community impact, research, creative activity and partnerships, faculty and staff, and infrastructure. SIU System President Dan Mahoney was quoted as saying the goal was to develop a bottom-up plan, which means listening to faculty, staff, students, alumni, and all stakeholders, and building goals, building objectives, and strategies that had widespread buy-in. The university plans to conduct virtual town hall-style meetings to allow students and the community to chime in on making improvements. The latest production cost report has been released by the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Five inputs were higher over the past couple of weeks, with two inputs a little bit lower. According to the latest Illinois production cost report from the Department of Agriculture, the average anhydrous ammonia price in the state's up $1.28 per ton, $1,498.50. Urea up $1.67, $8.97.33. 28% liquid nitrogen up $2.28, $577. DAP up $1.43 at $860. MAP down $29.67. $877, with potash down $4.06 at $806.50, and fewer than 1,000 gallons of farm diesel fuel up 19 cents at $3.31 per gallon. Los Yonke, RFD Radio Network.
The next report is scheduled to be issued February 24th. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Quality roofing that lasts at least almost half a century? You can have it with a metal roof from Graber Post. Metal roofing saves you money on energy bills and improves the resale value of your property. And Graber Post metal roofs can give you 40 years or more of lasting quality. If you have metal roofing questions, find the answers and your perfect design at GraberPost.com. Metal roofing, the answer for your roofing needs. Find out more at GraberPost.com.
TOC Direct Media is bringing Jeff Bodart and Robert Haysmith to Vincennes Saturday, April 16th at the Eagles Lodge on Willow Street for a night of comedy. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. A cash bar and food will be available during the event. You must be 18 to enter, 21 to purchase alcohol. Get your tickets today at tocbigdeals.com. Brought to you by TOC Direct Media.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 60-year-old Flora resident Ernest Ernie J. Ferguson died Thursday night at his home. Surviving are his four children, Jeremiah Ferguson of Flora, Joshua Ferguson of Xenia, Jessica Tracy of Lawrenceville, and James Ernest Ferguson, four grandchildren, his stepmother, Louise Eckleberry, and several nieces and nephews and special friends. A visitation for Ernest Ernie J. Ferguson was held Saturday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, which is in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Bone Gap resident Kenneth Kirschke Mavis died Wednesday. Kenneth Mavis is survived by his wife, June, children Susan, Chris, and Brian, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, a brother, Jerry, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be Wednesday morning at 10 at the Zion United Methodist Church. Visitation will be Tuesday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in the church cemetery. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 74-year-old Mount Carmel resident Terry Stevenson died Friday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital. He had served in the U.S. Air Force. Surviving are his wife Debbie, a son Nathan Stevenson, a daughter Leslie Johnson, six grandchildren, a sister, Linda Fellows, and several nieces and nephews. Family and friends are invited to gather for a visitation from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday in the chapel of Keep's Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Wednesday in the chapel of Keep's Funeral Home. Burial will be at Highland Memorial Cemetery with full military honors. Per the family's request, masks will be required. Social distancing and use of hand sanitizer is recommended. Memorial contributions may be made in Terry's memory to the Tri-State Multiple Sclerosis Incorporated or the Lick Prairie Christian Church and will be accepted at the Keep's Funeral Home in Mount Carmel, which is in charge of the arrangements. 81-year-old Enfield resident Sonia Rose Hall died at her home Thursday, surviving our daughter Denise Harrison of Enfield, three grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Sonia Rose Hall will be at 2 p.m. Monday at Stendebeck Funeral Home in Enfield, burial in Mount Pleasant Cemetery near Burnt Prairie, visitation from noon Monday until the time of service at the Stendebeck Funeral Home in Enfield. Memorial contributions may be made in Sonia Rose's memory to Hospice of Southern Illinois and will be accepted at the Stendebeck Funeral Home. 71-year-old Charles Eugene Perryman died Tuesday. Charles Perryman is survived by his mother, Jane, six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brothers Ron and John, and several nieces and nephews. Private services will be held. The Golson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Ronald Keith Thomas died Wednesday. Visitation will be Monday morning from 10 until noon at Blooming Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Services will follow in the church cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 56-year-old Xenia resident Cheryl Crow died Wednesday. Services will be Monday at 2 p.m. at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from noon to service time, and interment will be in Powers Cemetery. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
TOC Big Deals has a special one-time-only chance for you to buy the tough Bobcat mower of your dreams.
Don't miss this special auction. One time only, one day only. It's your chance to buy a brand new Bobcat ZS4000 stand-on zero-turn mower from Bobcat of Davies County.
The retail price is valued at over $10,700. But what will you pay for it?
You can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars on this new Bobcat mower from Bobcat of Davies County and TOCBigDeals.com.
Click on the auction tab at TOCBigDeals.com to see the Bobcat mower you will be bidding on, or stop by the showroom at Bobcat of Davies County.
Then get ready to bid. The online auction is one day only, Thursday, February 24th. Be part of this special auction and buy your dream mower. Bidding opens at 7 a.m. and will end that day.
One day, one mower, one winning bid. Will it be yours?
More details online at tocbigdeals.com.
Here's your sports update. Junior high boys basketball yesterday at the SIJHSAA Class S tournament at Pinckneyville. Third place game, Meridian over Jasper, 55-38. Boys high school basketball, Edwards County over Red Hill, 61-53. Edwards County now 12-16 on the season. College basketball, SIU over Evansville, 69-62. Indiana State beat Illinois State, 60-57. Missouri State over Valparaiso, 84-66. Bradley over Drake, 68-59. Michigan State beat Indiana, 76-61. Rutgers over Wisconsin, 73-65. Minnesota over Penn State, 76-70. Missouri beat Ole Miss, 74-68. Number 1 Auburn over Texas A&M, 75-58. Kentucky beat Florida, 78-57. Tennessee over Vanderbilt, 73-64. Alabama over Arkansas, 68-67. South Carolina beat Georgia, 80-68. LSU top Mississippi State, 69-65. Memphis over Houston, 69-59. Duke beat Boston College, 72-61. Kansas over Oklahoma, 71-69. Butler over Marquette, 85-79. Murray State over Morehead State, 57-53. Illinois will play Northwestern today. The game can be heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM beginning at 12 noon. Women's college basketball. Yesterday, Evansville beat Indiana State 58-56, Indiana over Michigan State 76-58, Nebraska over Illinois 82-63. In the NBA, Chicago over Oklahoma City 106-101, Memphis beat Charlotte 125-118, Sacramento over Washington 123-110, San Antonio over New Orleans 124-114, Philadelphia beat Cleveland 103-93, Denver top Toronto 110-109, Miami over Brooklyn 115-111, the Clippers beat Dallas 99-97, Golden State over the Lakers 117-115, Phoenix beat Orlando 132-105, Portland over New York 112-103, National Hockey League, St. Louis over Chicago 5-1, Vancouver beat Toronto 3-2, Winnipeg over Nashville 5-2, Minnesota top Carolina 3-2, Calgary beat New York 5-2, Detroit over Philadelphia 4-2, Boston blanked Ottawa 2-0, Columbus over Montreal 2-1. And Super Bowl 56 set for today, the LA Rams versus Cincinnati Bengals on NBC beginning at 5:30 p.m. The pregame coverage set to start at 11 a.m. That's sports. Area weather, increasing clouds today, flurries possible, a high of 32, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 16, becoming sunny Monday, a high around 40, sunny and warmer Tuesday, a high of 55, mostly cloudy Wednesday, 40% chance of afternoon rain, a high of 58, rain likely Thursday, changing to snow late in the day, a high of 37, and sunny Friday, a high of 36. Present Fairfield temperature is 14.